Allie Colleen going to be at the Hamley's Slick Fork Saloon in Pendleton, Saturday, April 6th. You got two shows you're putting on. Absolutely love that. One of the questions, I asked two questions to start off. One, where are you currently calling us from? And two, what did you have for breakfast this morning?
Oh, no breakfast yet for this kid, but I'm still running on the tequila that I had probably, I don't know, 4 hours ago, you know what I mean? And then I'm in Nashville.
The tequila, we'll get to another question a little later on this hour. That's perfect. That leads right into that. But welcome, and we're excited to have you in Pendleton at, again, Hamley's Slick Fork Saloon. Tickets on sale, wildhorseresortcasino.com. Now, I've been kind of... I'm learning about you. I have to admit, I'm learning about you, and I absolutely love the sound of your voice.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you very much.
I spent...
It's kind of a wonky one. So I'm glad to hear that.
You guys sent me a bunch of your songs and everything, and we live in a town where it's actually three cities, and we're connected by a highway, and it's kind of this big circle. I call it the big racetrack. It's just a circle that connects all three cities. And what I did yesterday, and what I usually do is when I'm trying to just listen to music, I'll put it in my car, and I just drive the circle. I drive the racetrack, I call it, and I listen. Best friend was one of those that I think I probably listened to three times yesterday in the racetrack that I was driving on. Because the first time I heard it, I don't think I heard it for what it was, the lyrics and everything. And then I heard it the second time and I was like, wow, this is powerful. Such a great song.
You know, Best Friend has a side B, if you're not aware.
I didn't know that.
And it's this song called Road You Take. So we released, because you know, albums aren't really a thing anymore. And I dreamt about a concept album my whole life as a kid. So we did a concept collection.
Okay.
Which was just two songs at one time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so there's a song called Road You Take, which is written about the same exact relationship, same person, everything.
Wow.
But like several years apart. And it lands on, you know, forgiveness ain't a line you cross, the road you take.
Yeah.
And it's just the most beautiful little song. So if you love Best Friend.
Yeah.
And you need some little redeeming, beautiful little story, you got to go listen to Road You Take.
Okay. That's going to be next. The funny thing is I have an hour drive to a live event I'm hosting this afternoon. And so you're going to be that hour there and the hour back. I'm going to be listening to these songs again. Absolutely love it. Now,
I love that.
You went to Belmont University, correct?
I did.
Degrees. Did you get a degree in songwriting? Is that true? Or
I did. Can you believe they hand those out? You can pay for those.
I didn't realize you could do that. That was
Isn't
insane.
That
a songwriting degree, huh?
Yeah, it was a newer major at Belmont University when I was a little younger. I chose Belmont University in like eighth grade because of the songwriting program.
Wow. Okay.
I was so excited.
Wow.
And so you have to, you know, send in a portfolio and you have to be accepted into it because they do keep it kind of small.
Yeah.
But, outside of like submitting yourself for it, like it's a major, you know, that anyone can submit themselves for to take. And Belmont University is known as a music business college. So it's really the same thing as a music degree, like a music business degree. You just also get to take writing classes and like have teachers that also have like top five, top 10 radio songs, which is wild.
So
it was very cool. It's a very Nashville thing, but it was very cool.
Was that when you start? I mean, how early did you start writing music? Did you start writing songs?
I love writing. And so, yeah, I've been writing and singing since I was little. I didn't touch a guitar until I was about 14.
Okay.
So that's when the songs kind of started to make a little more sense.
Yeah,
as far as
yeah.
songwriting goes. But I've been writing just little jingles and stuff that I cared about.
Absolutely.
You know, so a lot of silly stuff. But
we had a local artist who recently moved to Nashville, and I had him in studio a week or so ago. I want to see how many you write. He was blown away at how much, because he's writing songs when he was in Nashville. That's all he did. He would go to these writer groups, and he would, you know, and he goes, I went from writing 40 songs a year here in Washington to when I was in Nashville, like 200 songs. How many songs do you think you write in a year?
Well, I probably only write probably about 40, like he was saying.
Okay.
I don't have a publishing contract. And just really quickly, I want to explain that because nobody has a reason to know this. But so if this kid has a recording or has a publishing contract, right? Let's say his studio requires 60 songs from him.
Gotcha.
A year, right? Those 60 songs are at 100% ownership. So if he has a co-writer on the song, that's only 50% of a song. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if he writes every song with someone else, that's actually 120 songs. Holy cow. Quota of 60 songs.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
So
yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, a 40-song deal. That's not crazy. I'm like, no, that's 40 songs at 100%, you guys. It's not just 40 songs.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Interesting. Good to know, though. All right. So you were recently out on tour. Are you still out on tour with Lee?
No, we came off the road just a few weeks ago.
Lee Bryce.
So we had six cities with Lee Bryce, and it was amazing.
Just finished listening to that latest single as well, While We're Still Friends. Love that. What was it like being able to perform that song with him live during those concert nights?
I've had the privilege of getting to know all the versions of Lee in the music world, right? So I've written with Lee, and I've produced with Lee, and yeah. Then performing with Lee was just a whole nother monster. That was the coolest thing on the planet.
Yeah.
Lee has produced our last three singles, Feels Like Halos and Horns, and this song called While We're Still Friends. And that was an amazing way to work with Lee.
That's
and like
cool.
I said, writing with Lee was also very cool. But there's nothing that could ever compare ever to getting to sing with Lee. That was the coolest thing.
Allie Colleen, she's going to be at Hamley's Slick Fork Saloons April 6th. Two shows. You got one at 6, one at 9 p.m. So tickets still available. Get them at wildhorseresortcasino.com. Is this, again, you're talking to somebody, I'm not a musician. I love watching musicians perform. I love watching guitarists and drummers and all that sort of stuff. The guitar, I've watched a couple of your videos. You have a guitar. Have you worn a hole in that guitar?
I wore a hole in Betsy in about 8 months. And I've been playing her for probably a good almost 5 years now.
Wow.
So I've almost got the hole to where I can't hit it anymore. So
okay.
It shouldn't get any bigger, but there are three of them. There's three holes in Betsy.
Okay.
That brand of Takamine never had a pick guard. So it's all really soft wood. I can't hear very well, believe it or not, as a musician. So I play really hard.
Yeah.
And she bites me back just as much as I bite her, I promise. But she is my best friend.
That's awesome. I was sitting there and I'm thinking to myself, I got to ask her about this because I don't know if that's a design, if that's like that's just hard work. That's just work you put
in. It is. It's absolute chaos. But I'll be bringing Betsy with me to the shows, and I'll also be bringing Brian. Brian's my drummer. So
oh, very cool.
It'll be Brian and I for both of the sets. Probably more of a cajon thing, obviously, than a drum set, but we're very excited.
Real quick, before I let you go, two quick questions. Is there an artist outside of the country genre you would love to work with?
Oh my gosh, I would lose my mind to sing with Miley Cyrus or Pink.
Gotcha. When I was listening to your music yesterday, I'm on a big, and I don't know if you know this guy, Teddy Swims. Do you know who Teddy Swims is?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Teddy would be a dream.
Oh, I think the two of your voices, I love the sound of your voice, and his is so unique and the raspiness.
So cool.
Oh, I think that'd be cool. So I had to just bring that up. I was like, I would love to see you and Teddy Swims put a song down.
No, he's so talented. I tried to make my voice always sound like Kelly Clarkson or Christina Aguilera when
okay.
I was a kid.
Yeah.
And he just sang with Kelly on her show, and you're right. It would be so cool.
And real quick, we got the tattoos. You love the tattoos. You love them, right? And I saw an interview you had with Bobby Bones where you were talking about how you put on fake tattoos before you got the real ones to see how they look. That's a brilliant idea.
Thank you. Yeah, I wore a fake throat tat for about 4 months before I got my throat tat done.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to get show pictures back. I wanted to get everyday pictures back. And I just wanted to see like what it looks like on stage, like from every angle, at the weight I was at, all of those kind of things.
Yeah.
And so I did that. And then on the Bobby Bones show, also, we talked about my face tat, which is always
that's right.
Different. So like it's eyeliner. So like usually it's a horseshoe. Like that's my thing.
Okay.
If I get to go open for somebody,
yeah.
Then it's their logo. If we play for a charity, it's their logo.
That's awesome.
I get ready on Instagram Live a lot, and my fans will kind of pick, you know, I'll give them two options. And they'll pick. They think I'm Picasso, as if I could draw a skull or something in eyeliner, but I can't. I'm like, guys, is it a cactus or a horseshoe? Like, it's really not that hard, okay? Calm down.
I love it. It's very fun.
It's a silly thing that we do.
Allie, we appreciate it. Thank you. Have a blast at Pendleton Hamley's. It's going to be a great time. Looking forward to it. Tickets on sale. Can't wait to meet you someday, and we'll talk soon.
Looking forward to it, man. Thank you so much. Have a good day.